people can get together and have fun and laugh a little bit. Amen. That's good. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Turn in your Bibles tonight to Psalm 138. Psalm 138 won't keep you long this evening. Psalm 138, and we'll get into verse 1 this evening, and we'll go about as far as we can. But Psalm chapter 138. Psalm 138. We'll begin there in verse 1. As we think about Father's Day and what our fathers mean to us, and we think about Father's Day, not just our earthly fathers, though. We think about our Father in heaven. Lord, what a blessing our Father in heaven is to us. And so as we think about our Father in heaven tonight, what are some things that we can do to make sure that we honor Him and that we're a blessing to Him? Now, we've done all we can here on this earth, you know, to make sure that we are a blessing to our earthly fathers. You know, we've called them, or probably talked to them, sent them cards or gave them a present or whatever it is that we've done to show them that we appreciate them and that we love them and care about them and are thankful for them. But what have we done tonight or today for our Heavenly Father? You know, our Heavenly Father definitely deserves our praise. He deserves our thanksgiving. And so have we thanked Him today? You know, have we called out to Him and just said, hey, God, thank you. Thank you for being my Heavenly Father. Thank you for being there and providing for me and being there for me and all these different types of things that God does for us every day. And so as we look at Psalm 138, I just want us to see a few things that we can see a few things and some ways that how we can actually give praise and thanksgiving to our Father in heaven. I've talked to you a little bit this morning about, you know, what it was like being a father. I love being a dad. I'm so thankful for my family. Glad God gave me an opportunity to be a father. We struggled with that for a little while, and, you know, just things just wasn't working out where we could have kids, but then God blessed, and we were able to, and He gave us two, and we're definitely thankful and grateful for that. And so being a dad, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I love being a father. But anyways, well, let's look in our text here tonight, Psalm 138, and let's begin there in verse 1, and I want to share with you some truths I think will be a blessing to you. Let's read there verse 1. The Bible says, I will praise thee with my whole heart, before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. As we look there in verse 1, one of the things that I saw was, I saw how the psalmist was talking about how what he was going to do as an individual person. He said, Individually, this is what I'm going to do. He says, I will praise. And so what he was going to do is the psalmist was saying, God, this is what I'm going to do for you today. We think, as I said, we talked about our earthly fathers, how we've lifted them up, how we praised them, how we've talked about them, whatever we've done for them today. But I want us to see what can we do to our Father in heaven. And the Bible says that this individual here in our psalm, he says that what he was going to do is he personally, he says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. And so he says, this is something I'm going to do personally. I will. He says, I as the individual, will is a is something that's, this is what I'm going to do. I can guarantee you this is what's going to come to pass. I will do this. He says, I will. And then he says, praise. I think one of the things that we can do for our Father in heaven tonight is just to praise Him. Just to praise Him for how good He's been to us, because we serve a God that takes care of us every single day. The Bible says He loads us daily with benefits. God is patient with us. Aren't you glad God's patient with you tonight? I know glad God's patient with me. He has to be patient with me. And so I'm thankful for His long suffering. I'm thankful for His love that He sent His only begotten Son to die for me. I'm thankful that He loads me daily with benefits in my life. He is far better to me than I ever deserve. He saved me, cleansed me of all my sin, gave me a home in heaven. I didn't deserve any of those things, but my God in heaven, because He loved me, done all these things for me, plus many things that I haven't seen or even know about yet. And so that we see here in the text, that one of the things the psalmist says he's going to do is he says, I will praise thee. And he says, one of the things I want to do, God, for you today is, he says, I want to praise you. I know that, you know, sometimes as independent Baptists, we get a little worried about saying praise and worship. You know, we think, well, that's just a little contemporary. But hey, listen, understand, there is a right way and a wrong way to praise and worship. And so we see here, he says, look, what I want to do is I want to praise you. Hey, there's nothing wrong with praising God.
Amen. There's nothing wrong with praising God. God deserves our praise. The Bible talks about us lifting up our hands to heaven in praise. The Bible talks about singing and praising Him and all these things and just lifting up holy hands and shouting and talking about our God. And so the Bible says, I will praise Thee with my whole heart. And so he wants to offer up personally, he wants to offer up praise to the Lord. If there's one thing that we ought to do for God on Father's Day, it is to make sure that we praise Him. To praise Him for how good He's been, how He's been there for us, and all along those ways in life when we've needed Him so much. And so we praise Him tonight. We lift up our voices and we praise Him. He says, I will praise Thee. Notice what He says. He says, I'll praise Thee with, you see, my. See, he's talking about himself individually. See, he's not concerned what everybody else is going to do. He just knows what he's going to do. He says, you know what? Everybody else may be like this. Nobody else may want to praise you. I'm not concerned about if they're going to or not. I just know what I'm going to do. And so he says, I'm going to do this. He says, I'm going to praise you. And I'm going to do it with my what? My whole heart. I'm going to do it with my whole heart. He says, I'm not just going to praise you with a little part of it. I'm not just going to praise you with some of it. But he says, God, what I want to do is I want to praise you with my whole heart. Hey, isn't God deserving of our whole heart tonight? I mean, isn't God deserving of all the space that we have right here? I mean, why are we going to praise God with a little bit? Why are we just going to praise God with half of it? Why not just praise God with your whole heart? And so he says, I'm going to praise God with my whole heart. And listen, if you give your whole self over to something, there's nothing else left to give to anything else. Amen. And so if you give your whole self over to it, that means there's nothing else left to give to anything else. He says, I'm going to praise Thee with my whole heart. He says, God, I'm going to give You what I have. I'm not going to hold nothing back. And what we need is we need God's people to praise God with their whole heart and not hold nothing back. Just to praise God with everything they have, to shout and to stand up and just to lift up their hands and to praise God and say, God, I love You. God, I thank You. I thank You for being my Father. I thank You for saving me. I thank You for cleansing me. I thank You for being there for me when I needed You. And all these things, God, You're so good to me. I just want to praise You tonight. And so he says, I'm going to praise You with my whole heart, God. I'm not going to hold anything back. I'm not going to reserve anything. I'm not going to set anything off to the side. God, I'm going to give You everything that I have. Everything that I have. God, I'm going to praise You with my whole heart. And so he says, I will praise Thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto Thee. And so he's not concerned what everybody else is doing. He's not concerned who everybody else is worshiping. He's not concerned who everybody else is calling upon. He says, God, in the midst of it all, I'm going to make sure that I praise You for being so good to me. One of the things that we can do tonight is that one of the things that we can do for our Father in heaven tonight is just to praise Him. Just to praise Him, because I think our Father in heaven wants us to praise Him. I think He wants us to lift up our hands to Him. I think He wants us to shout for Him. You know, I think He wants us to worship Him. And so the Bible says, He says, this is what I'm going to do. He says, I have purpose in my heart. This I have purpose in my heart. This is what I'm going to do. He says, I will praise Thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto Thee. And so we can praise the Lord, and part of that praise, listen, when that praise comes from our heart, listen, our heart is where? And our heart's not on the outside, our heart's on the inside. And listen, when you start to praise God with your whole heart on the inside, then there's some things that's going to happen on the outside. Amen. When you begin to praise God with your heart on the inside, then by nature, there's just some things that's going to just automatically take place on the outside. And when you start praising God with your heart on the inside, then one of the natural things that's going to happen is you're going to praise God on the outside. And you're going to begin to do what? Notice one of the fruits of praising God on the inside from your heart. Well, notice one of the things that happens. I will praise Thee with my whole heart before the gods while I sing unto Thee. So whenever you begin to praise God in your heart, it just automatically comes out in what? Comes out in a song. You know, when the Bible says that you're filled, when you get filled with the Holy Spirit of God, the one of the things that happens is you sing songs and hymns and spiritual songs. That's exactly right. Walking in the Spirit of God. And when you're walking in the Spirit, man, you just have this, you're just praising God with your heart. You're excited about where you're at with the Lord. You're happy, you're joyful, and you begin to just praise God and worship Him no matter where you're at. You're not ashamed. You know, it doesn't matter if you're driving down the road. How many of you ever been driving down the road and you've been, man, that song came on the radio. Man, you just liked it. Man, it was just praising the Lord. And you cut that thing up and you just started singing to the Lord. And people beside of you looking at you thinking, man, look at them. Well, they having a good time over there. I wonder what they're listening to, you know. And so, yeah, you know, it's just singing and praising God. Listen, when you begin to praise God with your whole heart, it comes out in a song. It comes out in a song. And I think our God wants us to sing for Him. I think He wants us to praise Him and to sing for Him. God likes it when we sing to Him. I know sometimes we kid around, we joke around, hey, I'm just going to make a joyful noise. But hey, that's okay. God just wants you to praise Him. God just wants you to praise Him with your heart. Listen, I'm not here to be on American Idol. Hey, man, that's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to be on American Idol, but one of the things I will do is I'll make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I'm not the best singer in the world. Nobody by no means ever claimed to be, but I tell you what, I can make a joyful noise. You know, and I can do that by praising Him with all my heart. When I begin to praise Him with my whole heart, it comes out in a song. And I want to praise God with song tonight. And I think when God looks down on His people from heaven, one of the things that He wants to see is He wants to see God's people praising Him with their whole heart, with everything that they have, not reserving anything back. Because listen, God deserves everything we got. Amen. God deserves our whole heart. Why would we hold anything back? Why don't we give it all to Him? God says, listen, just give it all to me. Praise me with all your heart. Don't be shy. Don't hold it back, man. Just let it out. Praise me. Praise me. We don't want to quench the Holy Spirit of God. You know, sometimes God will be moving in a service and God's trying to, you know, God's moving and you say, oh man, I just love to lift up my hand, but I don't know, somebody might think something. I don't want to shout, somebody might think something. I don't want to say amen, somebody might think something. Listen, maybe somebody might think you're excited. Amen. Maybe somebody might just think that, listen, what got said or what got sung spoke to your heart and you agree with it. Man, maybe that's all it is. You know, hey, we're not here to entertain anybody else. We're just here to be here. We're just here for the Lord. Amen. And so the Bible says this. And He says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. God, I'm going to give you everything that I got. And one of the things that we need across America today is a people that will praise God with their whole heart and just give God everything they have. Not to hold nothing back, not to be afraid, but God, but just to praise Him. Just to praise Him. And He says, before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. And so we can see where the praise is directed. He said, I will sing praise unto thee. He's not concerned about everything else. He's not concerned about anybody else, because God's the only one that's deserving of praise. And so He says, I'm going to sing praise to thee. Everything that I have is going to be directed towards you. And so He's singing praises unto the Lord. And then He says there in verse 2, not only will I praise thee with my whole heart, not only am I going to sing, He says, but I'm going to worship toward that holy temple. God, I want to worship you. I don't just want to praise you. I'm not just going to sing, but God, I want to worship you. I want to worship you. You know, when you worship, you become involved. Amen. When you worship, you're involved in what's going on. When you worship, that means that you're giving God your heart. You're singing, you're praising, you are worshiping the Lord. And so you are involved in what's going on. You are understanding. You are taking it in and you are giving it back. You know, you're not just, as I say on Sunday mornings, you're not just coming in to see what God can give you, but you're also looking to see what you can give Him. Amen. We come in here, you've heard me say this before, if you only come in here to see what God gave you, then you come in here for half the reason why you're supposed to be here. Because you come in here not just to see what God can give you, but you come here to see what you can give God. Amen. And so we want to give Him our praise. He is definitely worthy of our praise, definitely worthy of our songs, worthy of our whole hearts. And He says there in verse 2, He says, I'm going to worship you. I'm going to worship toward thy holy temple. And He says, I'm going to praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. And so He says, God, He says, I want to make sure there's one thing that I do. He said, there's one thing I do. I want to make sure that I praise you and I make sure I give you everything that I have. He says, I want to make sure that I sing. I want to make sure that I sing unto you. Sing that joyful noise. I want to make sure that I direct it towards you, not anybody else, because you're the only one that's worthy of it. And he says there in verse 2, he says, I'm going to worship you and I'm going to praise your name. Praise your name for what? He says there, I'm going to praise your name for... I'm going to praise you for your loving kindness. We think about God's loving kindness, man. I mean, what greater example of God's loving kindness than His Son, the Lord Jesus? I mean, what greater example of God's loving kindness for us when God says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I mean, how much greater love can God manifest? How much greater love can God show than the fact that He gave us all that He had, His only begotten Son? And He says, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you because of your loving kindness. I'm thankful tonight that I serve a God that is loving kindness, that He demonstrates that every single day. That loving kindness and that long suffering that He demonstrates and that He manifests to me every single day. Every single day. Well, I wake up in the morning and we look outside. Hey, the fact that you woke up shows that God loves you, because God didn't have to wake you up that morning. God didn't have to wake you up this morning. He could have took you away last night. He could have took you away before right now. The fact that you are alive today shows that God's not done with you. And if God's not done with you, that means He's got a plan for you. And if God's got a plan for you, that means that, of course, we know that God loves us because He sent His Son to die for us. And so He's got a plan for you. And He wants you and desires for you to praise Him and worship Him. The Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we were made to praise and worship Him. We were made to praise and worship Him. Creation praises and worships the Lord. We were made to praise and worship the Lord. The Bible says, He said, one thing I'm going to do, He said, I don't know what everybody else is going to do, but He said, I've determined this. He says, I'm going to praise Thee with my whole heart, there in verse 1. And then there in verse 2, He says, I will worship toward that holy temple. I'm going to praise Thy name for Thy loving kindness. Now, God, not just because, I'm not just going to praise you because of how good you are to me and, Lord, what you've done for me. He says, but I'm going to praise you for your truth. I'm going to praise you for your truth. Listen, there's a lot of things out there that's being told that's not true. Amen. There's a lot of things that's being told out here that's not true. And He says, God, in the midst of all of the confusion that we see in the world today, He says, one of the things I'm going to do is, God, I'm going to praise you for the fact that I know what's right, that I know the truth. Hey, if you are sitting in a Bible-believing preaching church tonight, you are among a rarity in this world. Because just because there are churches that are big and have steeples on them don't mean they're teaching right. Just because there are churches out here that are big and have steeples on them, and just because they got a lot of people going there, doesn't mean that they're worshiping Jesus. Doesn't mean that they even know who Jesus is. Doesn't mean they know who God is. That's exactly right. So if you are in a Bible-believing preaching church tonight, that is a rare thing in America today. The Bible says there, He says, I will praise Thy name for Thy loving kindness, for Thy truth. He says, God, I'm so thankful that I have the truth. I mean, you got the truth right there in your hand. Amen. You got the truth right there in your hand. He says, Father, I am thankful that I have the truth and I have it right here in my hand. I wonder how many people across the world today, we think about these third world countries where most of them don't even have a Bible, and a lot of them, when a missionary goes into town, they take the Bibles and they rip them, they tear pages out of them so everybody can read a page, and then they'll come back, gather together the next day, and exchange it just so somebody can read a Bible. Yeah, don't even have a whole Bible. All they got is one. So what they'll do so everybody can read a page of it is they'll rip a page out of the Bible, not because they're showing disrespect to it, because they want other people to be able to read it too. And so they'll rip pages out of the Bible, and they'll hand one to him and one to him and one to her and one to her, and then they'll read them and all that and come back at another time, and then they'll exchange them so everybody can read some of it. And yeah, we'll have five. How many of us probably got five of them sitting in the house, 10 of them sitting at the house? Yeah. I mean, we have the truth right here in our hands. Sometimes we'll just lay the truth, and it'll just sit in our car, sit in the trunk, sit on the back seat, sit in the front seat, sit there all week, not even being open, not ever being read, get dust all over, you know, all that kind of stuff. And here He says, God, I'm thankful that I have the truth in my hand. One of the things that I think we can praise and thank God for tonight, our Father in heaven, for Father's Day, I think that we can praise Him for how good He is to us. And not be concerned with what everybody else is going to do, but say, hey, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to praise you in the midst of all of it. And He says there in verse 2, He says, I'm going to worship you. I'm going to be involved. I'm going to be involved in this. I'm going to be involved in this worship. I'm going to sing. I'm going to do whatever, anything that worship entails, God. That's what I want to do. I'm going to worship you. And he says, I'm going to do it because of your loving kindness. And I'm going to do it because I have your truth in my hands. God, you are definitely deserving of my whole heart because of how much you love me and because of what you've given me. Because of what you've given me. There's a lot of people in this world that would love to have the truth and they don't have it. The Bible says here in verse 2, notice he also says, thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. So we figure, man, I thought the name of God was the greatest thing that we can have. Well, the name of God is great. We say in the thing, God is great, God is good, and all that kind of stuff. But listen, we see right here there in verse 2, he says, thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. And this right here is his word. God lifted up this word above his own name. And you have it right there in your hand. And he says, God, he says, one of the things I'm going to praise you and thank you for tonight is the fact that I have your truth right here in my hand. He says there in verse 3, he says, in the day when I cried, thou answered me. And so here he begins to talk about once again, what is another reason why we need to thank our Father in heaven on Father's Day? What is another reason why we need to thank him? Because there in verse 3, he says, in the day when I cried, thou answered me. The fact that God was there when you cried out to him deserves our praise and thanksgiving tonight. Yeah, I'm sure all of us here this evening, we've gone through some difficult times in our life, some hard times in our life, and we were so thankful that we have a God that we can pray to that answered us whenever we need him. I remember when I very first started pastoring, I was at Cornerstone, and when I very first started pastoring up there, I hadn't, I don't think you'd think I'd even moved everything up there yet, still kind of in between North Carolina and Virginia. And I got a phone call one day. There was these folks that started coming to our church, you know, and they'd never been there before. They just knew, moved into the community. And so, of course, you know, got their address, phone number, all that stuff, and called them up and said, hey, you know, love to meet with you guys and, you know, and spend some time with you. And said, how about you guys maybe come over one night for dinner? They live down the road. And they're like, oh, yeah, sure, that's great. So they came over one night for dinner, and we got to talking to them and, you know, and all that. Come to find out when they got over there, he was talking about how he used to be in this, he was in this biker gang, and he was the sergeant of arms in this biker gang, but now he had got out, and you know, and he was still kind of a rough looking guy, and but the lady that he was with, you know, they were married, and the lady that he was with, she seemed pretty nice and calm and, you know, and collective, you know, and all. But and then I got a phone call one day. I was down in North Carolina, and it was her. She called me on my cell phone, and she said, preacher, I need your help. And I said, what do you need? And she began to tell me all these things that her husband was doing to her, and how he had set her in what he called the barber chair. And he put her there in the barber chair, and he began to take this razor and began to shave all of her hair off. I mean, just gapped it up. I mean, just took it all off, gapped it up bad. And she took off running, and she was in the house. He wouldn't let her leave the house. And she took off running. She went to the bathroom, and she was in the bathroom. She was calling me on the phone in the bathroom. And she was like, preacher. And I said, listen, what do you need me to do? I said, let me call the authorities. Let me. No, don't call nobody. It'll just make it worse. And he then, next thing you know, I'm on the phone, and I can hear him. Man, he's beating and banging on the door, cussing her out, and all kinds of stuff. And she says, I'll call you back. And next thing, I'm like, oh, my gosh, what do I do? And so I'm sitting here. She doesn't want me to call anybody. I'm afraid for her life. I don't know what in the world's going on. Next thing I get a phone call about 5 minutes later. She's back in the bathroom. She's done slammed it, locked the door. He's outside ranting and raving, kicking stuff, throwing stuff. And she says, preacher, I need your help. And I said, what? I said, let me call somebody to help you. She said, go ahead. So I called the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department went, come down there. And I'm on the phone with her as the sheriff's on their way, and I'm talking to them, and they're like, does he have a weapon or anything? I said, I don't know. So I'm asking her, and I said, does he have a weapon or anything? And she says, no, he doesn't have a weapon, not that I know of, but I'm in the bathroom, I can't see him. And so I'm trying to relay it to the sheriff's department. I'm trying to talk to her, and I got all this stuff going on. I'm like, oh my gosh, what in the world's happening? And then she's like telling me how he sat in the barber chair, done gapped her hair all up, and how he had stripped her naked, and how he was throwing her the clothes closet there, and was going to leave her there, and said she weighed too much. He was going to make her fast. He wasn't going to feed her, tie her up. And she said, preacher, I need your help. And I said, listen, I got them on the way. They're on the way. They're coming. And they got down there. They got down there to the house. I'm listening on the phone. I can hear everything that's going on. And they got down there, and she run out. She unlocked the door, and she took off running, and she was running through the house. She ran outside, didn't have any clothes on at all, went running outside. And when she went running outside, the guy come after her, and whenever he came after her, the sheriff's department just grabbed a hold of him, tackled him down on the ground, got him in the car. And I was like, wow, this is where I'm pastoring? Welcome to the pastorate.
That's worse.
Every time I see that house, that's the first thing. Every time I go by that place, that's what comes out of my mind, you know. And she was praying. Man, I was praying with her on the phone. But it all ended up working out. She called me about a couple months later. They split up and moved out. He went to jail. And she called me and she said, you know what? She said, I just want to thank you for being there for me on that day and helping me out. And she said, you know, I've moved on, and, you know, I'm trying to get away from all this. And she said, but I just want to tell you thank you for being there for me when I needed you. And I said, hey, I just praise God that God was there, you know, that he was, that nothing happened, you know, and that he was there for you, you know. And I haven't heard from her since. That's been years ago now. But as I was reading these verses, I began to think about her, and I thought, you know what, I'm so thankful that I have a God that answers our prayers.
Amen.
She was definitely a lady that needed some prayers answered. She needed God to be there for her in that traumatic time in her life and all that stuff that she was going through. And God was there. And God was there. The Bible says there in the text, and we're going to close with this. I ain't going to get to preach at all, but the Bible says there in the text, there in verse 3, in the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Strengthened me with strength in my soul. We praise God tonight, and we're thankful to our Father in heaven on Father's Day because of the strength that he gives us. Because when we're going through tough times in our life and we're praying and we're saying, and we need answers, and we need answers, and God comes through and God strengthens us in these difficult moments in our life. And I tell you what, I'm so thankful, and I just want to, you know, just thank God tonight for being my Father in heaven, for saving me, for forgiving me, for cleansing me. I don't deserve it. Don't deserve it. But I just want to thank God tonight, my Father in heaven, on this Father's Day, because he is definitely worthy of it. And he said there in verse 1, he said, I'll praise thee with my whole heart. And what I want to make sure that I do in my life is exactly that. I want to give God my whole heart because that's what he deserves. He deserves all of it. And if I give him my whole heart, I have nothing left for anything else. And so, let's pray tonight. Father, we come to you this